My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Yes, it's that time again. Today's health update. I am Roy Williams, the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation, and am I ever motivated? Why? Because our shows are growing. People are listening. They're spreading the word. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the greatest listening audience on earth. And I mean that. I love my audience. I really like it when I'm out somewhere like the other day. I was out messing around in pickleball, which I do a lot now. And I was talking, and a fellow walked up to me and says, "Are you Roy Williams?" I said, "I sure am." He says, "How'd you know?" He says, "Well, you're on the radio. I hear you all the time." He says, "It was your voice gave you away." That makes me feel good, folks. I don't think my voice is that distinctive, but I guess after you listen to me long enough, it is. So to open the show today, just a special thank you for choosing, absolutely choosing to listen to our show. You know, today's show is going to be about your health to some degree. It's an area of your health that can be real aggravating. It can really cause a lot of grief. I'm not kidding you. Even though it's usually not deadly, it's a bad thing. And it has to do with the weather, with the season. And it's called allergies. We're in that season where allergies are starting to really bother people. I mean, we got pollen hitting us from every direction. As a matter of fact, it won't be long now till you'll be go getting in your car and it'll be yellow. That's encouraging, isn't it? But get ready. It's that time of year, and you know the sniffles, the sneezing, the aggravation that goes along with that, and the blow in the nose, and then the mucus that builds up in the body. And you know, allergy season is a rough time of year for a lot of people, but I got good news. We can make it much easier for you. Yes, indeed. You know, let's just kind of start with the basics when it comes to mullein, all right? It's a plant, and, you know, it's amazing. For everything that God created on this earth, every bit of it had a purpose. I mean, I had somebody one time, I was telling them, you know, the clean foods that you should eat based on Levitical law, and the foods you shouldn't eat, it's all listed there. Like, I mean, you really shouldn't eat swine, pig, although I do love it. I'm like all the rest of you, and I do eat it, even though I shouldn't. You probably shouldn't eat shrimp either, but I sure do like it. I have to have it, you know, a few times a year, or at least I feel like I have to. I don't have to. But for every bad thing, animal, clean, unclean animal it's called, there's also a clean animal. What's a clean animal? Well, I mean, fish are clean for the most part as long as they have both fins and gills, okay? Scales. It gives you a good description there. It makes it clean, but some of them, like catfish, is really not considered a clean food based on Levitical law. Now, what are Levitical laws? I'll get into that just a little. I want you to understand. Eating these things is not a sin against your soul. It has nothing to do with your salvation. It has nothing to do with you, you know, when it comes to spiritually speaking. These are laws that were given for the flesh. We're in flesh bodies. And God, realizing he made us from the dirt of the earth, from the dust of the earth, He gave us a clear picture of what would be good for these flesh bodies and what wouldn't be good for them. So he set up the Levitical laws that's called, it's not a sin against your spirit. It has nothing to do with salvation, like I say, but it is a sin against your flesh. And when I say sin, it's probably not the right word. It's not health advantageous to your flesh. To eat too much pork, to eat too much catfish, to eat certain plants or certain plants you just shouldn't eat. Some of them would be like poison ivy. You know you shouldn't eat that. But anyway, let's talk about plants that are good for you today that can help you with allergy season. All right, mullein is a plant. The flowers used to make medicine, believe it or not. Always has been, as far as I know. Mullein is used for cough, even whooping cough, tuberculosis, bronchitis, hoarseness, pneumonia, earaches, colds, chills, flus, swine flu, fever, allergies, tonsils, and sore throat. Other uses include asthma, diarrhea, colic, gastrointestinal bleeding, migraines, joint pain, and gout. Yes, mullein's even good for hemorrhoids. Believe it or not, that's gastrointestinal bleeding. All right. And gout, of course, is caused by uric acid built up in the body. So why don't you do something to neutralize the acids? Mullein, okay? It's also used as a sedative and as a diuretic to increase urine output. I mean, you know, when you look at a single plant that has that many benefits, it's probably something you should have in your medicine cabinet all the time. And we carry a particularly really high-quality mullein from Solaray. Solaray's been around for years and years and years. They're a highly recommended company, but you can get the mullein in 330-milligram tablets, okay? They're actually easy to take. And in veggie caps. They're not. They're easy to take because they're in veggie caps. But that's the recommended daily dose for almost any of those things that I named. Mullein is also applied to the skin for wounds, burns, like I told you, hemorrhoids, bruises, frostbite, and skin infections, including cellulitis. Okay, that's another thing that it helps with. The leaves are used topically to soften and protect the skin. In manufacturing, believe it or not, mullein is used as a flavoring ingredient in alcoholic beverages. That's kind of takes that bitterness out of it, okay? So with those things in mind, I want to tell you that during this allergy season, especially if you get the mucus built up, okay, it is really a powerful weapon to help break all that loose and clear it from the body. So keep those things in mind. The chemicals in mullein might be able to fight, they're telling us now, influenza and herpes virus, okay? And even some bacteria, they're saying that it might cause respiratory infections. It even fights those, which gives you even a better look into why mullein may be a good choice for you. They're even using mullein for COPD treatment. Mullein benefits the lungs, in other words. There's also tea, mullein tea, and mullein tea is for lung cleansing. It's just got, I guess you could say it's a wide range of benefits that you get from mullein. And it's not an expensive product by any stretch of the imagination. It's so inexpensive that, like I say, I think everybody should have a bottle of it sitting on their shelves at any given time, because you basically only take one capsule a day. It wouldn't hurt you to take two, one in the morning, one at night. Remember, it does help you relax. So most people take it in the evening, and you get 100 veggie caps for $15.99, $15.99. You can have mullein on your shelves. So these are, I like to keep people updated on what all you can do with natural things instead of going for the drugs. You know, we've been trained our whole lives now, most of us that's my age and younger, you've been trained your whole life to go straight to the drugstore to get anything that would help with anything. and get those chemical poisonings that they put out there. And yes, even though it's over the counter and you don't have to have a prescription, most of them are still toxic. That's why even Tylenol puts 50,000 people a year in the hospital, and upwards of 5,000 of them actually end up with serious complications from using Tylenol. Not saying you shouldn't use Tylenol. You just use good common sense when you're doing these things. Mullen's been used for everything from ear infections, and that's applied topically, in other words, directly in the ear, along with St. John's wort and things like that. Wounds, hemorrhoids, colds, flu, asthma, diarrhea. I've gone through that. I want you to just understand, it might be one of those things you want to keep on the shelf. Another thing that I want to talk to you about today, though, is a product that is a nutritional healthcare product. It is a product that we started manufacturing years and years ago, and it comes straight from our lab, and it's just got such a high rating now amongst everybody that suffers from allergy seasons, let's put it that way, or you can use it all year round for the same reasons that you would a lot of things, but especially allergy season. And we named this Allergy Shield. And we call it that because we did our research and found out that perilla seed extract, this is another plant, okay? The perilla seed, it's the seed of a plant, actually has a tremendous, powerful ability to dry up, running nose, congestion, that kind of thing. I mean, if you've got a cold or you got a flu or you got allergies, and I tell you, people that really fall in love with Allergy Shield are singers and speakers because it will stop all that congestion. It'll stop all that, a lot of that aggravation that goes along with runny nose, snotty nose, whatever you want to call it. And you can take these 1 to 4 a day. I recommend starting with one with your meal and see how well it does to dry it up. That's what you want to do. Remember, if you're getting infections, especially in the sinus area, sinus infections, it's almost always because fluids have been backed up into the sinus cavity, and as a result of that, that is a breeding ground. I mean, the body temperature along with fluids, it's a perfect place for bacteria, germs, and things to grow, and even viruses to proliferate. So what you want to do is dry that up as fast as possible, and there's nothing easier to take or faster, more effective, I should say, than Allergy Shield. Now, it's got a huge advantage over antihistamines. Antihistamines are over-the-counter drugs in many cases, but they have side effects. For instance, one of them is sleepiness. Antihistamines make you want to go down, lay down. Well, maybe you're like I am. I'm a busy man. I got a lot to do. I got a lot of work to do. I play a lot of pickleball, and I recommend pickleball for everybody, by the way. But, if you're going to be active, you're going to be a singer, you're going to be a speaker, you got to talk a lot, you got to keep congestion down, you got to keep your nasal sinus cavities clear, consider Allergy Shield. That is a nutritional healthcare product. Been around for over 14 years now, and it's been protecting people ever since. How do we know it works? Well, when you got thousands of customers that come by, two or three times a year, and you ask them why, they say, because it always works. That tells you all you need to know, right? No, we don't have double-blind controlled placebo studies. But you look up for yourself, the main ingredient is called perilla seed extract. And if you look that up online, you'll understand more clearly why people use Allergy Shield as their go-to for sinus infection, sinus drainage, and that kind of thing. It'll really clear it up for you. You know, and along that same lines, you got to remember anytime something's going on, like allergies or infections or catching a bacteria or even a virus, you got to remember a lot of that has to do with your digestive system. Almost all disease, it's been reported for years, almost all disease begins in the digestive system. So you want to keep your digestive system functional and healthy as you possibly can. And one of the first steps to do that, believe it or not, is our feature product, our key product, the one product that everybody should be on from birth to death, and that's MSM Plus C. If you're not going to start anywhere else with nutrition, with supplementation, that's the route to go. MSM Plus C, methyl sulfonylmethane with vitamin C added. Those two, that combination helps the body heal faster, more efficiently, better, whatever you want to say. It just plain works. Thousands and thousands of customers all over the United States and several other countries, up to 11 other countries now, they just won't do without it. They're always making sure. I've got people in other countries that order 6 and 7 bottles at a time because they want to have enough to get them through a year, and a bottle lasts an average person 2 months. So I see why there's so many of them buy 6 or 7 bottles at a time, just to be sure. And I've had people tell me, oh, no, I won't run out of that one. That's the one I don't want to run out of. And we've had manufacturing and supply line and, issues in the last couple of years. And they've been bad ever since Biden's been in there. And I'm not just throwing that out there to make you think less of Biden. I'm telling you, that's when it started. The supply lines begin to break down. And the shipping cost went through the roof, and I think that's all manufactured and caused on purpose. But when that happened, it took us where we used to get product that we ordered a few thousand bottles of something. It would take us 6 to 8 weeks for them to manufacture it, label it, seal it, and get it to us. It can now take anywhere from, in some cases, 6 to 8 months. So you'd imagine how that's put a strain on our industry, but get right down to it. I think that's what they wanted to do. Remember, too, for allergy season, for any kind of immune situation, and that's what's happening, an allergic reaction most of the time is when you're exposed to things like foreign proteins, which is pollens, can be bee stings, it can be bites from ants, it can be anything. But when you get an allergic reaction and your body's immune system kicks in, overreacts, that's what it's doing, trying to get back up to date. But see, the reason, even like shingles, shingles is a virus. It's a virus that comes from the chicken pox. We all been taught that. What they don't tell you is that everybody that's ever had chicken pox, the virus is laying in your body. It's dormant. It's not active. And as long as you've got a healthy immune system, guess what? As long as you've got a healthy immune system, you will probably never have a bout of shingles, and you don't have to get that shingles vaccine. I wouldn't take another vaccine for love nor money. Now, you do whatever you want to do, and I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you, Roy Williams will never get a vaccine. Now, I only got one in my whole life, and that was the polio vaccine. That's when I was a child and didn't have a choice because all of us went to school. They gave us a sugar cube. We liked the sugar cube, but it had the vaccine in it. But I'll never get another one. I don't trust them. There's absolutely no reason why I should trust them. I don't even have never been able to find any scientific evidence that any of them work. I can't find it. I know doctors and the medical profession too. They do work. We've been using them for years. I have no medical evidence that they work. It seems to me that the same number of people are still getting the flu. They get the flu vaccine as those that don't. It seems to me that the same number of people are still getting shingles that get the shingles vaccine as those that don't. There may be some evidence out there that the shingles, when it appears, is less damaging or less painful. I don't know that has even been proved scientifically. But I tell you what I can prove. I can prove to you it makes a lot of money for the pharmaceutical industry, and I'm not for supporting them. So what do I do to keep my immune system supercharged? Of course, I told you what I'm going to do if I find out I've got an allergy or I'm having a flu or something. I'm going to do Mullet or I'm going to do Allergy Shield. But let's talk about the immune system itself. To date, I've seen a lot of things come down the pike that's supposed to enhance your immune function, and they do. There's lots of things out there that will. But there's none that compares so far anything I can find, it compares with IS3. If your immune system's weak, if your immune system is underreacting, and you're catching every cold or flu that comes around, or you're having allergies one right after the other, you're getting sinus infections all the time, or you're having urinary tract infections or bladder infections or kidney infections, if you're getting any of that stuff on a regular basis, that's a sign of a weakened immune system. Why not supercharge it? It's real simple. You get you a bottle of IS3, which actually stands for Immune Support 3. And it's got three main ingredients that have been absolutely proven in all kinds of studies to fire up or supercharge the immune system. It's got the cordyceps synthesis, IP6 with milk thistle, and beta-1,3-D glucans in it. I'm telling you, that was a product we developed over 25 years ago, it seems like. And it's still out today. It's still the number one seller we've got for immune function. And it's because of how we made that product. I mean, Jan Marie and I put that blend together. She prayed over it. I prayed over it. And God gave us the answers to help supercharge the immune system. I'll tell you somebody else that ought to be taking it is if you think you've got or you've been diagnosed with or there's a possibility you'll get it because it runs heavily in the family, and that's cancer. You see, cancer cells really don't have a chance against a healthy immune system. I mean, it can happen because there's poisons that can cause cancer, toxins, imbalances in the human body. But let me tell you something. If you keep a healthy immune system where the killer T cells, for instance, are like little armies, little Pac-Man marching through your bloodstream, recognizing anything that don't belong there, if you got a healthy immune system, those killer T cells will be brought to their attention that there is a cancer cell. That's a mutated cell. It's not normal. It's an abnormal cell in the body. What happens, the body will send the killer T cells in there to attack that cell and kill it, destroy it, and remove it from the body. Then you've got the other part is to supercharge the white blood cells. White blood cells are macrophages. That's what God designed to protect the body from bacteria, germs, viruses, and parasites. To help with stopping damage to the human body, like a splinter or a bee sting or anything like that where foreign protein gets into the body. If you've got the IS3 going in your body on a regular basis, like I take four of them every morning of my life. Some people take two every morning, some take two every evening. I take all four of mine first thing in the morning. I'll tell you why. It says to take it on an empty stomach. Well, that's about the only time I'm ever empty is after I've slept for 6 or 7 or 8 hours. Rarely do I sleep 8 hours. But no matter what, by the time you get up from sleeping all night, however long it is, you're empty. So you want to put that in your stomach while it's empty with at least 8 ounces of purified or distilled water, preferably with pH drops in them. But if you use just regular water, and take four of those capsules either in the morning or two of them every morning, two of them every evening, you're going to go a long way to getting through flu season, to getting through allergy season, to avoiding cancers, helping to avoid cancers by simply helping the body recognize cancer cells and have the armies, the killer T cells, the macrophages to recognize and attack them. See, the macrophage, the white blood cell, when it comes in contact with a bacteria, germ, virus, parasite, or mutated cell, cancer cell, when it recognizes it, what it does, it sends the white blood cell in there. A white blood cell will literally consume it or gobble it up or wrap around it the abnormality that's in your body, whatever it is, and it will kill it, and then it will be flushed out through the elimination system. So IS3 is a powerful fighter during allergy season. Let's get it right, folks. Let's don't suffer no more than we have to. I've had hundreds and hundreds of people over the years, and I'm one of them, that will tell you for a fact, if I've been exposed to somebody that has a flu or cold or something like that, You know what I do? I double my dose of IS-3 for 3 days. If I feel like I'm coming down with something, I'm starting to get the sniffles or the headaches or the eyes tearing all the time or sore throat, shoot, it's not unusual for me to take 4 of them every morning, 4 of them 2 hours after breakfast, 4 of them 2 hours after lunch, and 4 of them before I go to bed. Usually the next day, those symptoms are gone. It's called fighting back. Once you realize you've been exposed, give your body the advantage of IS-3. Do it. You'll be glad you did. If you've already got these things going on, remember mulling to help break all that mucus up and to clean all that stuff out of the body, and of course, Allergy Shield to dry it up, to dry the sinus cavities up, and to help in those areas. Now, I did touch on digestion. I want to finish that. A lot of people this day and time have had their gallbladder removed. And if you've ever had your gallbladder removed, you may find that there's a lot of things you don't digest very well anymore. It may give you a lot of gas or bloating or belching or burping or just pain, you know, lower abdominal pain. Well, what that is the gallbladder, God put it in there to produce bile. Bile is a really cool thing God designed the gallbladder to produce, and the liver produces some of it too. To do what? To break things down, to help with digestion. Ox bile is actually the bile from an ox, believe it or not. That's why it's called that, and it is the same kind of bile that your body produces when you're digesting properly. But when they take your gallbladder out, now you got a shortage. You may be completely out of bile. All you got to do is get you a bottle of Thurston compound, and I recommend this for everybody who's had their gallbladder removed, because to some degree or another, having your gallbladder removed has affected your digestive system in a negative way, because the normal function is no longer normally functioning. I don't know any other better way to say it. So what do? You just take a bottle of Thurston compound, which has 100 small tablets in it. They're small, easy to swallow. And you take one at the end of your meal. I'm telling you, take one at the end of, I recommend each meal, every meal, if you've got a lot of issues with digestion or gallbladder problems, or like my brother, he could not no longer eat lettuce. I mean, once his gallbladder was removed, he could no longer eat lettuce or salads or anything like that, and he loved them till he got on Thurston compound, and he swears by it now and tells everybody he takes one anytime he's eating those foods that bother him. So you can do that. You can take one if maybe just when you're eating things you know is going to bother you. Like, for instance, after your gallbladder's been removed, a lot of times you eat a lot of fatty foods, deep fried foods, that kind of thing, you're going to have some digestive issues. Take Thurston compound. One, after you eat the last bite of a meal, take one. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. And those old gallbladder issues that you've, things that's been bothering you since you got on it, they seem to just go away for almost everybody that ever uses Thurston compound. Write that down. 100 tablets last you a long time. Just take one at the end of any meal. And I'm going to tell you something else it works on. Let's say you've overeaten. You've stuffed yourself some big meal like Thanksgiving or Christmas or out at a Mexican restaurant. As soon as you get through that last bite, if you'll take a Thurston compound, it's going to be a lot less problem for you to digest all those fats and all that stuff that's in those meals. So I appreciate all of you listening to today's health update. It's here for you to help you live a better, healthier life. Tell other people about it. Share this information with other people. And go to www.nhcherbs.com and scroll down to the microphone and click on it, and you can listen to today's health update. Like I say, spread the news to other people, because you need to be spreading the word of God and Freedom Fridays and all about health anyway. If you do that, you'll be blessed. I promise you will. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
Now you know why today's health update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs and More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.